This is Colorado Conversation, a public affairs presentation.
Welcome to Colorado Conversation. My name is Jim Berry, and today we've got a lot of great guests because we got a huge event going on. It's the third annual Den Corner Summer Rooftop Fundraising Party, and this has been a huge event here. Let's introduce everybody that's here. We've got four amazing people here this morning that are partly responsible for this huge event. Let's start with you, sir. Yasu, tell us about yourself and what this is all about.
My name is Yasu. I'm a sushi chef, and I run Sushiden Izakaya and Ototo with my brother Toshi. Every year we invite chefs from Japan. This year we are flying in 15 chefs from Japan, and also we are inviting Denver chefs to join our fundraising event.
All right. Well, I want to get back to you about this year bringing in Denver chefs, so we'll be back with you in a second. Meanwhile, let's move over to your left, my right. Tell us who you are, sir.
My name is Arlen Preblood. I'm the founder and executive director of We Don't Waste. We recover all the unused food from events, venues, caterers, major food distributors, and then we distribute that to the community-based agencies that support those that are less fortunate.
And obviously, you're one of the reasons that they're doing this. You're part of the fundraising that they're going to be helping.
That's correct, and we appreciate it very much with what they do in Yasu.
All right, appreciate you. Thanks for being here today. All right, Paul, let's talk about you and what you do.
Hi there, my name is Paul Riley. I am the executive chef and proprietor of two restaurants here in Denver. One is Beast and Bottle, where we focus on Colorado farm-focused food, and the other is Coperta Restaurant, which is our Roman-style trattoria celebrating the food and wine of Rome and southern Italy. And I am lucky enough to be one of the Denver chefs getting to participate in the event this year.
And I've been lucky enough to be at both your restaurants. They're awesome. So all your restaurants, it's amazing. All right, so and last but definitely not least is Michelle. Michelle, tell us about yourself.
My name is Michelle Garcia. I own a small boutique catering company called Heirloom Catering. We are approaching 5 years in business, which is fantastic because, you know, when you hit your fifth year, you're like, oh my God, we'll survive. And also participating in the event, and it's such an honor to be invited. We're such a small company, but, you know, we're going to be in the midst of so many great chefs, and it's such an honor.
Yeah, this sounds like fun. I know I love to cook. I really do, but I, you know, can't hold a candle to any of you guys. But it's always fun to watch people cook and have a little fun with this. And speaking of which, we brought this up together this morning about just honoring one of the best chefs and one of the people that go around the country and taught us a lot about food we'd never know about. And Michelle, I know he's really close and dear to your heart. Can you tell us a little bit of who we're talking about?
We just thought it was Yasu, and I thought it was appropriate, and I'm going to try my best to like keep my emotion down, but we wanted to honor Anthony Bortendane today. He touched so many of us in so many ways. Yes, you and I were talking about it. He was an inspiration to us all. I always say the world's filled with possibility, and Anthony Bourdain brought that, you know, from pages to his book in our hands to the comfort of our sofas. He showed the world that we're all the same.
We all love to cook. We all love to eat. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite dishes is when he was in Rome. It's just that simple noodle bowl. It was just, and I have that all the time now because of Anthony Bourdain. So if you do not know who Anthony Bourdain is, of course, a celebrity chef, and he was on many TV shows, traveled the world, learned and taught about many foods all over the world. And of course, his life is now gone as of last week. And thank you, Michelle, for that honor. I'm sure everybody appreciates it and now goes, oh yeah, I know that guy. And I've been touched by him some way or another. All right, so let's get back to the big party. Let's start with you, Yasu. You've been with the Sushi Den for a long time. This is the third year that you've basically emptied out the rooftop of this parking garage and said, okay, we're going to make this a party. And every year it seems like you are bringing more to it. Now, the 15 chefs from Japan, how do you select who gets to come over here and cook in this event?
You know, my brother Toshi has a lot of connections. They share a lot of sake together. And you know, when you eat and drink together, you know, a lot of things become possible.
That's how I got my job.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, each year we bring 15 to 20 chefs. You know, they like to come and help. And 3 years ago, in our home county in southern Japan, we had a huge earthquake. And that's how it started. We wanted to help our homeland. Then each year we decided to do more. So last year we donated to hurricane in Miami and Houston and Puerto Rico. And then this year we chose We Don't Waste because we are in basically same business, right?
Correct.
And also we wanted to bring Denver's chefs, also upcoming chefs, because Sushi Den, we have a platform to bring a lot of people together. And what I'm most excited about is of course, 2 days of party, but the end of the night, only chefs can participate. We actually, Japanese chefs and these chefs, we drink together end of the night. Party goes on until like 2 in the morning. And then, you know.
Then you get up and start again for the next day.
But, you know, even they don't speak English. They don't speak Japanese. It's fine. When we drink and eat together, we communicate.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Always bring a meal together. Always gets a lot of people talking, no matter if you understand what they're saying or not. That's very cool. Well, let's talk about that. Paul, let's start with you. You've been invited as one of the chefs, obviously, this year. You've got a couple of restaurants. Pretty exciting, right? It has to be a little bit because you're going to see guys cook stuff that you probably don't know as much about as the what you cook, you know, the Italian and some of the stuff you cook at Beast and Bottle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to definitely just the chance to rub shoulders with some of these chefs is an honor. I'm hoping to learn some new techniques. I absolutely adore Japanese food and Japanese technique. I don't know a lot about it. So the chance to see how some of these Japanese chefs, the way that they approach an ingredient is so different from the way that I do. And I'm excited to kind of advance my repertoire a little bit in that sense. And then just like Yasu was mentioning, the chance to hang out with some of Denver's most honored chefs and we're cooking pretty straightforward. You know, we're doing street food. It's nothing complicated. It's flavor driven. It's going to be, I think, very characteristic of each chef's style. And I'm really looking forward to that. Really, really an honor to be a part of this event this year.
All right. That's awesome. All right. And Michelle, you're kind of in the same situation where you get to take part in this huge event. I mean, how long does it take for you to plan what you're going to make? I mean, everybody just says, well, it's just street food. Yeah, but you want it to pop, right? You want people to go, wow, that's amazing. So how do you come about preparing that? How do you come about with the ideas?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's just like the beginning of this process. As I said, this is such an honor for me. You know, and then we're going up against Paul here, Troy Gard, you know, Alex, who just won the Beard Award. And, you know, here we are, this small catering company, not to minimize our talent because we are talented. So it was like, I just was like all over the place. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then, you know, what we ended up deciding to do just like hit me sort of like a ton of bricks. Like, this is what we're going to do.
But don't say, because we want to surprise people, right? Yeah. Don't we want to surprise people? I think we want to surprise people. Yeah. Because this is going to be a huge event. Back to you, Yasu. How many different samplings of food can we expect?
You can expect about 12 completely different food.
And then you're going to have, obviously, sake and wine and beer and all kinds of stuff to wash it all down, right?
Of course.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let's talk about people wanting to go to this event, because I'm sure we've gotten them a little excited now. How can they get tickets? And my understanding is you have to purchase them in advance.
Yeah.
Because this thing sells out, correct?
Yeah, we sold 1,000 tickets already. So we have another 500 left. So I think it will go next 10 days, I think. And so it's better to get it now. And go to Sushiden's website.
Sushiden.net.
Yeah, sushiden.net.
And you can purchase tickets right there online. Yep. And of course, not only just tickets, if you want to go as an individual or maybe as a couple, but if you want to bring a party and you get a VIP table, correct?
We have a special VIP table. And we decided to create a VIP bar so you can drink as much as you like. VIP bars.
That's just
also
scary.
Also, you can eat too. Also, we were lucky to bring a legendary sushi chef called Katsu from Los Angeles. He is just about 70 years old, but before Morimoto or all the Japanese, you know, sushi chef, Matsuhisa, Nobu, all these famous guys came into the picture. Katsu was the first one, was more like an iron chef in Los Angeles. So he's a friend of us. So he's coming to make sushi at the VIP tables. So that's exciting, yeah.
You know, the funniest part about having this conversation, especially with another foodie in the room who's my boss, Brenda, she's back there just like pumping her fist and cheerleading, and she's got her pom-poms out for Pete's sake just when we talk about this. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. So you already sold 1,000 tickets. You're going to sell a whole lot more, we know. It's such a big event that you made it 2 days, correct?
In total, but we didn't want to make it like too big, like when you go to a jazz concert or a big event in personal. We wanted to make it intimate, so we decided to cap it about 1,500, but we always oversell, because after we say no more, lot of regular customers says, you know, I'm a regular.
Why just can't one I more.
Get? Yeah, one more ticket. So we normally put at least 100 to 200 aside.
All right. So basically what you're saying, and anybody listening to this right now, and there's a lot, you better go get your tickets right now at sushidin.net. It is for the 26th and the 27th of this month, and it starts at 5 o'clock. And I notice you don't put an end time. It kind of goes to whenever.
Actually, it goes on to, well, but all the chefs have to drink
afterwards. Yeah, so there's that.
So we'll end about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. So very good. All right, so let's talk about the amount of money you raise and what made you decide to make this instead of just a profitable thing for you and some of your chef friends. You talked about the earthquake that happened 3 years ago in your home country, and that's what started it all. Did you guys just sit around drinking some sake saying, we've got to do something?
Well, actually, when I went home that night, April 14th, I was looking at the internet TV, and I could actually see live what was happening there. And we have a very famous castle, 450 years old castle. For us, it is equivalent to, what do you call it, the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was shocking as well as devastating to see our famous castle is, you know, rooftop is coming down.
Right.
So it was shocking. And plus, our ancestor is samurai and who used to serve for this warlord.
Wow.
150 years ago.
So even more, more personal to you than even most.
Yeah, I think for Kumamoto, where I am from, for Kumamoto Castle, Kumamoto is, how can I say, people in Kumamoto feel the same way.
Right.
We need to do something. First year, second year, we raised about $100,000 we donated because it will take 20 years to repair and $240 million. Mm.
So every little bit helps, obviously.
Yeah. And the plus, all the seafood we bring from Japan, it's from the same area, so we wanted to help all the fishermen.
Right.
Yes.
So they can give back to the economy, obviously, to help rebuild.
But that's not enough, right? Because we do a business in Denver, and you know, we are being supported by a lot of you. So, of course, we need to give something back to our community. That's why we decided to team up with We Don't Waste.
Arlen, let's talk about We Don't Waste. Tell us how this works. Where does this go and how does it help?
Sure. To give you a little background, in Colorado, 1 in 6 children are food insecure. There's about 400,000 people throughout the state who each and every day have no idea where their next meal is coming from. And We Don't Waste was founded in 2009. And it was started by myself out of the back of a Volvo. Since then, we've grown to the point now where we have 3 refrigerator trucks. Last year in 2017, we put out over 10 million meals.
Wow.
And the way it works is that we recover all the unused food from events, venues, caterers, major food distributors. We recover all the excess food out of all the sports venues within the city. So as an example, out of Sports Authority Field, there are 141 suites. We recover between 4,000 and 5,000 servings after each game. We also recover the excess concession food. We do the same thing at the Pepsi Center. We get all the excess food out of the Convention Center, Mile High, Coors Field. And we take all this food from distributors and the like, then distribute it to close to 120 different community-based agencies throughout the metropolitan area, who have as their primary mission feeding those people that are food insecure and unfortunate, less fortunate than you and I.
Wow, what a great thing. I mean, because we all know food, especially here in America, there's a lot that goes to waste, and now you're making it not.
Well, there's over 40% of the food that we produce in this country is wasted. It ends up in the landfill, and once you put food in the landfill, it's generating probably 23% of all the methane gas that goes into the atmosphere. So not only are we helping those folks and feeding those people less fortunate, but we're also reducing the harm to the environment by preventing this food ending up in the landfill.
Arlen, that's just awesome. That's a great thing. And I'm sure now you're getting in front of a lot more restaurants, a lot more chefs, and obviously can help out a lot more with different restaurants and locations throughout the area.
Absolutely, because you ask these 3 chefs that are sitting around me, and the worst thing that they face is having to throw any food away. They absolutely dislike that.
Well, sure, any chef would. I understand that completely. Arlen, thank you so much for being here. Let's get back to you real quick, Paul. I don't want to just leave you out in the cold there for a second, but you talked about rubbing shoulders with some of these guys. But what about just the event itself and knowing that you're going to go have fun and I'm going to have fun and lots of people are going to have fun, but yet you get to help not only our community, but other communities that have had national disasters?
You know, being a... The ability to help people with my time and my talents as a chef is probably one of, I think, the greatest gifts that I have. And the fact that I can help people through cooking and through serving food or being at these events is an overwhelming feeling for me. I think that just by doing what I do on a regular basis and being able to help those that are in need is it's fantastic. And I don't think I'd realize the brevity of it every once in a while. So the fact that that I got the call from Yasu for this year is I'm incredibly excited about it to get to do what I do on a daily basis, but you know, bring it to this party atmosphere. And yeah, I mean, I think that the diversity of the food is going to be incredible, and I feel giddy going into an event, and it's going to be a fun and a powerful evening for those that are in attendance.
I love that stuff. You know, everybody loves it because I think they get to try foods that they've never would even think of trying or even knew existed in some cases. So that's always a lot of fun. All right, we got to wrap this up because we only have so much time. And by the way, we need to eat and drink, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so there we go. All right, so Yasu, third annual Den Corner Summer Rooftop Party, big fundraising event for two huge fundraisers. And there's not very many tickets left. So once again, they can get tickets at
sushidan.net.
Okay, and there's two sets of tickets. There's a regular ticket, and then there's the VIP table that they can get where they get the somebody waiting on them and an unlimited drink and food and all that good stuff. So you probably want to get one of those is what I'm trying to say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being on Colorado Conversation. Let's have a fun event.
And thank you for having us.
You betcha. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come anytime. You bet. Once again, it's the third annual Den Corner Summer Rooftop Party, huge fundraising event, and it is happening on June 26th and June 27th starting at 5 o'clock. Tickets are on sale once again at sushiden.net. That's sushiden.net.
This has been Colorado Conversation, a public affairs presentation. If you'd like your local nonprofit featured here, contact us through the station's website. Let us know a little bit about your organization and how you serve the community. Until next time, continue to make a difference where you can.